Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is proud to support the wheat breeding efforts of Dr. Brett Carver and his wheat improvement team at Oklahoma State University. Mike Schulte with the Oklahoma Wheat Commission says that Dr. Carver is not only breeding wheat that yields well, but also has the in-use characteristics that millers and bakers want.
You know, if we have a lot of wheat that the miller and baker does not want, it really doesn't bode well for the farmer. And so we are focusing on those issues as we move forward. Certainly, there are some research programs out there that have put out some varieties that may not have been or had the best characteristics for milling and baking standards from that the industry would be looking for, both in the domestic and international markets.
Schulte says in the Pacific Northwest, wheat breeders have offered wheat varieties to growers that have strong milling and baking characteristics, and growers have been rewarded with price premiums for growing those varieties.
And as we move forward, I think that that's going to be a key component that we focus on here with the varieties that are coming out of Oklahoma State University.
To learn more, go to okwheat.org.
The cattle futures today were lower. We had live cattle down anywhere from 50 to $1.30, and then feeder cattle down about 20 to 50 here. Box beef at midday was down 32 cents on choice at 191.24, select up 53. That puts that choice select spread at the tightest I can remember at 33 cents here. So that continues to tighten up there for that spread. October feeders they made new highs early this morning, didn't close on new highs, but we continue to grind higher above the moving average. So we continue to see a little bit of short covering here as people aren't as scared to hedge it. There are a few new people, though, coming into the market, hedging, buying puts, but generally what we're seeing here is some short liquidation. Same on the live cattle. We had some 105 cash trade last week, which is below the October futures of 106.27. Overall, that was considered okay, steady with the previous week. Going forward here, there's some anticipation that the feeder cattle are overpriced relative to the live cattle. Up to this point, people have been reinvesting their profits from the live cattle back into buying more cattle to put on feed. But those profits have kind of run out now. The live cattle aren't selling for high enough levels to reinvest that money. So there is some thought that lower live cattle will eventually have to trickle down into a tighter market in between the live cattle and feeder cattle.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
The grain markets today were reacting to the USDA report, which was released mid-morning at 11 a.m. We finished the day in the grains, generally weaker on the corn and beans, but higher on the wheat. Wheat was strong here, up 6 to 7 cents. And the cotton market ended up the day down about 3 cents in October, December, and March. And that put December back below 70 cents, at 69.11. The report showed that it's estimated to have a 21.8 million bale all cotton crop. Very big, up 6% from the last month. Last year was about 16.5 million. So really big jump here, and we've basically erased everything that we had gained going into Hurricane Harvey and Hurricane Irma. The overall yield for the United States was 902 pounds, which is a pretty big increase from where we were last month at this time. So now we have to also note that some of the fields affected by Hurricane Harvey and Irma were not inspected. And so there is still a little bit of a chance that could come back up. The corn and bean yields were both higher than the USDA previously expected. The corn yield was 169.9 bushels per acre for corn and 49.9 bushels an acre for the soybeans. Both of those higher than what the average guess was and USDA was last month. Kind of a surprise.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.